Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 2. Configuring Virtual Machines. Hyper-V is a key feature of Windows Server 2008. It offers a scalable and highly available virtualization platform that is efficient and reliable. It has an inherently secure architecture with a minimal attack surface and does not contain any third-party device drivers. Hyper-V has three main components: the hypervisor, the virtualization stack, and the new virtualized I/O model. The hypervisor, also known as the virtual machine monitor, is a very small layer of software that is present directly on the processor, which creates the different partitions within which each virtualized instance of the operating system will run. The Hyper-V role requires a clean install of Windows Server 2008 Enterprise on the host machine. Hyper-V requires 64-bit hardware and a 64-bit version of the operating system. You must also ensure that you have hardware-assisted virtualization enabled prior to installation. Virtual machines are created in the Hyper-V role of Windows Server 2008 via the Hyper-V Manager. They can be configured for via the virtual machine connection or through the Hyper-V Manager. Virtual hard disks can be created and managed via the Hyper-V Manager or via the new Virtual Hard Disk Wizard. VHDs can be edited using the Edit Virtual Hard Disk Wizard. Hyper-V allows for 256 virtual hard disks per virtual SCSI controller. This means that you can add up to a petabyte of storage per virtual machine created. Migrating from physical to virtual machines. Server consolidation is the process of migrating network services and applications from multiple computers to a single computer. This consolidation can include multiple physical computers to multiple virtual computers on one host computer. You can consolidate computers for several reasons, such as minimizing power consumption, simplifying administrative duties, or reducing overall cost. Consolidation can also increase hardware resource utilization. The planned guest partition, or virtual machine, used for migration should include an advanced system with a uniprocessor or multiprocessor configuration, a virtualized network card, and a virtualized hard disk. Hardware that is not supported includes parallel port dongles, almost all universal serial bus devices, and hardware-based authentication. The physical computer you are using for the migration must also contain more than 96 megabytes of RAM. It should also run the NTFS file system. Virtualization technology often is deployed in an attempt to make outages, planned or unplanned, invisible to users. Hyper-V can help in the areas of access virtualization, application virtualization, processing virtualization, network virtualization, storage virtualization, and tools to manage its virtualized environment. Backing up virtual machines. The Windows 2008 Volume Shadow Copy Service, VSS, is a feature available for NTFS volumes. VSS is used to perform a point-in-time backup of an entire volume to the local disk. VSS is also used by Windows Server Backup and by compatible third-party backup applications to back up local and shared NTFS volumes. A differencing drive may be created and used as a backup using the new Virtual Hard Disk Wizard, which makes it possible to back up to the parent drive by using the xcopy command. Snapshots are implemented in the virtualization layer. Any guest operating system can take a snapshot at any time, including during installation. Snapshots can be taken whether the virtual machine is running or stopped. If a virtual machine is running when the snapshot is taken, no downtime will occur while creating the snapshot. Virtual machine connection can be used to organize and edit snapshots taken. Virtual server optimization. The simplest way to optimize an existing network is through logical organization of its resources and needs. Optimizing any network involves organization and a logical deployment procedure that accounts for all the security, resource, and access requirements of the project. The same holds true of virtual networks. The first stage of optimization is to collect a record of previous performance information for your virtual machine workload. This will help to better quantify your server's needs. The second stage of optimizing server performance is to verify the minimum required resources for configuration of the virtual machines in your network and adjusting configurations accordingly. For each virtual machine, check the minimum requirements for processors, memory, hard disk space, and network bandwidth. You can calculate the host memory usage by adding an additional 32 megabytes of memory for each virtual computer. This is considered memory overhead. The third stage of optimization requires you to calculate the total amount of virtual machines the host computer can support running simultaneously. Remember to account for factors such as total memory. The fourth stage of optimization requires you to begin resource maximization or load balancing. This will optimize your server for resource maximization requirements. In the fifth stage of optimization, you monitor resource usage and compare the measured figures to the research and predictions you have made. Take note of each virtual machine as it starts and as you make changes to the configurations. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: How does virtualization with Hyper-V differ from other virtualization software available? Answer: Hyper-V has greater deployment capabilities to other software and provides more options for your specific needs. It utilizes a hypervisor-based virtualization with 64-bit hardware assistance and 64-bit operating systems. Hyper-V has three main components: the hypervisor, the virtualization stack, and the new virtualized I/O model. The hypervisor, also known as the virtual machine monitor, is a very small layer of software that is present directly on the processor, which creates the different partitions within which each virtualized instance of the operating system will run. The virtualization stack and the I/O components act to provide a go-between with Windows and with all the partitions that you create. All three of these components of Hyper-V work together as a team to allow virtualization to occur. Hyper-V hooks into threads on the host processor, which the host operating system can then use to efficiently communicate with multiple virtual machines. Because of this, these virtual machines and multiple virtual operating systems can all be running on a single physical processor with complete isolation and limited compatibility issues. Question: What are the greatest benefits of virtualization? Answer: The main benefits of virtualization include server consolidation, that is, consolidating many physical servers into fewer servers by using host virtual machines; disaster recovery, that is, physical production servers can use virtual machines as hot standby environments; virtual machines can provide backup images that can boot into live virtual machines; consolidation for testing and development environments, that is, virtual machines can be used for testing of early developmental versions of applications without fear of destabilizing the systems for other users; upgrading to dynamic data center, that is, dynamic IT environments are now achievable via the use of virtualization. Hyper-V, along with systems management solutions, enables you to troubleshoot problems more effectively. Question: What are the two main benefits of the Hyper-V role for Windows Server 2008? Answer: The two main benefits of Hyper-V include multiple OS environments can share the same computer while still being strongly isolated from each other and the virtual machine, and an instruction set architecture, or ISA, that is fairly contrary to that of the actual machine. Question: What new backup methods are offered by Hyper-V for Windows Server 2008, and how do they work? Answer: In addition to the Windows Server backup role in Windows Server 2008, Hyper-V offers the new feature of snapshots. A snapshot saves the state of a virtual computer at a specific instance in time, whether it is running or not. You can then restore a computer to the exact configuration that was captured in the snapshot taken. Question: what are the main components of a virtual network? Answer: the key elements that comprise a virtual network are network hardware, such as switches and network adapters, also known as network interface cards or NICs, networks, such as virtual LANs or VLANs, containers, such as virtual machines, network storage devices, and network media, such as Ethernet. Question: what is the best method for optimizing a virtual server? Answer: the best way to optimize an existing network is through logical organization of its resources and needs. Optimizing a virtual network or server involves organization and a logical deployment procedure that accounts for all the security, resource, and access requirements of the project. Be diligent in your research and testing of the server.